your thinking on this. Do you want to comment on it? And something else you want to add to what's there?
Yeah, I think it's just important to recognise how this links into your health and wellbeing strategy, to be honest. Obviously, this is a multi-agency approach to this.
Sorry, Ian, could you use the mic?
You need a mic.
Can't quite hear you.
I was just saying that I think it's important to recognise how this links into your health and wellbeing strategy in terms of the multi-agency approach to how we address some of these more vulnerable residents of the island and the support. There are two aspects of this report. One is around the governance that's been put in place, because obviously with a significant programme of activity, there is a risk that organisations can approach this on a separate agenda. So we're trying to link within the council itself, all the directions have been linked to this. It has the oversight. Obviously, the report provides you with some assurances on the governance. In terms of the progress, we're at very early stages. There have been some initial difficulties, but we're tackling those. We're trying to address them. But there is progress that is being made. And I'm pleased to report that joint working is starting to make some inroads into where we need to be. So I think the expectation is that you will receive regular reports. And when I say regular, it could be a six-monthly report to update in terms of how those strategies are being delivered.
Thank you for that. I'm very happy to know that one.
So there should be a pain today. I picked up all the things.
It goes to the title, it's called Health Watch, or Watch Assessment.
Yes. Okay. People who attended meetings of Health and Wellbeing Board last year may remember that I raised it then when Public Health Director's Report was presented. There were quite worrying figures about housing situation for women, specifically with mental health and learning disabilities. I found no mentioning of it in the housing paper, and also it is a missing consideration in the equality and diversity section of the report. More specifically, this is well known, well published, discussed data should be there and addressed. Second one is a section which refers to section 17 of crime and disorder, community safety considerations. There is a statement that those will be only considered when units are occupied. It will be a little bit too late, because you have to consider section 17, safety for community and safety for residents, when you develop services. Because otherwise it will be too expensive to deal with complications of mistakes which could be avoidable. Thank you.
Do you want to come back on that, or just acknowledge those points?
I think they are very important points to note, and thank you for those, Serena. One thing I would point out is that in terms of the strategies, whilst we've listed a number of schemes in paragraph 12, that's the primary focus, it doesn't rule out, as mentioned, paragraph 13, that other policies and requirements can be built into it. So this is an ever-evolving programme that can be added to, and I welcome those comments forward, the programme board, to acknowledge and recognise any developments that are required.
I think more usefully as well is, if we agree that's a relevant contribution, that's been included in the report by amendment, whatever, because of what I've seen happen is these reports then become the document that people refer to later, so it's not explicit, basically. So if you don't mind taking that away, thank you for that, Zonia. Ian, you're still in the hot seat at the moment. I'll help annual report, paper 8, has been circulated.